Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. And if it's Friday and your clock says it's 4:30, you know what that means. It's Outdoors Outlook time here on The Ride Home, sponsored by Nanticoke Outfitters. Be sure to book your next guided hunt or fishing trip today, and it's easy to do. Get to nanticokeoutfitters.com. Every Friday afternoon, Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters stops by to let us know what you're going to find if you're looking to get outdoors this weekend. And, man, we got the whole gamut to cover today, Captain Dave. I know hunting season is still sort of in its early stages, but so far I'm hearing there's some good returns.
Yeah, there really is. And I tell you, I don't know if I'm super excited about that, the weather, or the fact that it's Friday. But I tell you what, Gary, it has been a great week. You know, we had, as far as hunting, we had our first whitetail hunters in town this week. We had our first sika deer hunters in town this week. We did put down a beautiful 3x3 sika stag just last night. And our whitetail hunters have seen some nice shooters. And, you know, they're all moving. I think the deer are enjoying this weather that we're having as well. And I tell you, many of the deer are still in velvet. So for you folks that love going after those bucks in velvet, get out there, because there's still a good number of deer in velvet right now. And then, Gary, we've got teal seasons coming up. Teal season starts in Delaware tomorrow, and then on Monday it starts in Maryland. That's a two-week season that we get to chase some early season teal.
All right, well, you got me confused on a couple of fronts. First of all, what's a deer in velvet? And then I thought teal was a color.
There you go. Well, deer in velvet. So when the deer grows those antlers, as they're growing, they're covered in a velvet material. Oh. So they have that velvet that helps them grow through that phase. And then once they finish growing, they rub all that velvet off. And that's where you'll hear about deer rubs on the trees. They're rubbing that velvet off, and then they become hard horned. And that's to prepare them for some of the upcoming breeding activity. So there's your lesson on velvet. Now, let me tell you about teal. Teal's just a small puddle duck, a dabbling duck. They like the shallow freshwater areas, which we have all over the lower shore, which is why we have a lot of teal in the area. About half the size of a mallard. There's two different groups, Gary. There's the green-winged teal and the blue-winged teal. So they typically feed on the surface of the water, and they're all around our area because of the aquatic vegetation and the seeds. And I did some scouting yesterday, did some scouting this morning. They're here, but they are in very isolated pockets. So if you want to go out and chase them, you're going to have the opportunity. But if you haven't scouted, you're either going to shoot a few or you're going to see nothing because they're so isolated right now.
Oh, well, now that I know that there are green wing and blue wing teal, of course, I'll be a fan of the green wings, considering, you know, my Eagles won last Friday night. But putting that aside, Captain Dave, I know you're a Ravens fan, so I won't rub it in too hard. I know we still got some good fishing going on in the shore. Where are the hot spots this weekend?
Yeah, I tell you what, dude, let's start with the coast. Heading down to Ocean City, Indian River Inlet area, all around there, casting. It's the time of year we can start doing a lot of casting. We can get out there and we can throw a number of jigs. We can throw some plugs and different things like that, catching a lot of bluefish, rockfish, some sea trout. It's been really good. And the flounder in the back bays of both areas, that's also really good right now because you got less boat traffic, you got cleaner water. And if you want to catch some of the larger ones like we did earlier this week, use some live spot. You're going to catch less, but the ones you do catch, they're going to be keepers. I can tell you that. Crabbing was really good this week. As a matter of fact, I've got two of my sons out crabbing today. The goal is to have some nice, delicious crabs for this weekend. Crabs have been very heavy. They're in the 7 to 10-foot range. And I tell you, we have been throwing away – no, sorry, scratch that. Not throwing away, throwing back a lot of legal crabs. We're only keeping the jumbos because there's that many of them out there. So the crabbing, this is the best time of year. I know it's after Labor Day, and we're not thinking about crabs, but I'm telling you, go buy some, and you'll see that the retail price is still high as if it's the middle of summer. Go catch your own. Get out there. Enjoy the fact of catching your own crabs. Come home, steam them, and enjoy them. Well, Gary, as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living this good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.